It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've done as you asked. Be careful, Mr. President. I think he's drunk.
Hello? Hello, Dimitri. Listen, I can't hear too well. Do you suppose you could turn the music down just a little? Oh, that's much better. Yes. Fine, I can hear you now, Dimitri. Clear and plain and coming through fine. I'm coming through fine too, eh? Good, then. Well, then, as you say, we're both coming through fine. Good. Well, it's good that you're fine, then, and I'm fine. I agree with you. It's great to be fine. Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb. Well, now, what happened is one of our base commanders, he had a sort of, well, he went a little funny in the head. You know, just a little funny. And he went and did a silly thing. Well, I'll tell you what he did. He ordered his planes to attack your country. Well, let me finish, Dimitri. Let me finish, Dimitri. Well, listen, how do you think I feel about it? Can you imagine how I feel about it, Dimitri? Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello? Of course I like to speak to you. Of course I like to say hello. Not now, but any time, Dimitri. I'm just calling up to tell you something terrible has happened. It's a friendly call. Of course it's a friendly call. They will not reach their targets for at least another hour. I am positive, Dimitri. Listen, I've been all over this with your ambassador. It is not a trick. I'm sorry too, Dimitri. I'm very sorry. All right, you're sorrier than I am. But I am sorry as well. I am as sorry as you are, Dimitri. Don't say that you're more sorry than I am, because I'm capable of being just as sorry as you are. So we're both sorry, all right? All right.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Interesting timing, Robbie. With all the China stuff going on. A little Dr. Strangelove to open up the show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Thursday, August 7, 20-08. We are all here. I'm talking about me, Buzz, and Rob here in the studio. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can send us a little old AOL instant message at MikeOWJFK and an email at O'Mara@WJFKFM.com.
Right.
And if you go to our website, you'll be able to get our directions for the big party on the 8th tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow?
That's MikeOMaraShow.com. It is tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Today on the big broadcast, we're going to chat with TLC's flipping expert. And I'm not talking about the middle finger. I'm talking about actually selling homes.
A flipping expert.
She's got a brand new show coming on Saturday night at 8:30 on TLC. Her name is Kirsten Kemp Becker. She's a hottie also.
I like her flipping show.
And she's got the new show is called Hope for Your Home. And this is a very timely show. I'm looking forward to talking to her. This will offer help for folks affected by the current mortgage situation. So it's not one of these deals where, you know, I found that some of those flipping houses shows.
I can't hear you say the word flipping.
I tell you, those flipping house shows they have.
Sound like Napoleon Dynamite.
It flipping really shows. I just need a chapstick real bad. Flipping house shows. It's very frustrating to watch those shows because you're realizing what the current climate is, and then you're watching people that are trying to make that quick buck, and it kind of seems a little odd during this climate. So we'll talk to Kirsten Kemp Becker today. Also in studio, CBSNews.com senior political editor Vaughn Ververs will talk all about politics.
He's good.
Because,
he's
a nice guy.
You know, I think as anybody that has been, you know, hasn't had their head in the sand, even though we're in the middle of the summer,
Things are heating up just a little bit.
Just a little.
You know, you're starting to see the tone of what this campaign may be. So I look forward to talking to, and what a great name anyway, Vaughn Ververs.
I love it.
It's VV coming in here today in studio. And you know, we were on his bucket list. Did you know that?
I remember that.
Yeah, we were on his bucket list. He always wanted to do this show, and now he snatched him. We're going to bring him in. And
he's not in ill health, is he?
No, we chat with him. Also on the program today, we all had our day of beauty. The three queens, ladies and gentlemen, went out and had our little moment.
Fantastic.
Oh, I can't. You both just are shining.
Thank you. I love looking at you.
You're glowing. You're both glowing so much.
Well, that has nothing to do with the haircut.
What a bunch of asses we are. And I want to thank the people over at the Grooming Lounge for letting us come in and take over their lounge for an afternoon, for a morning, I should say, and all the other customers that were like just tolerating us, and we're loud and we're obnoxious.
A lot of places like that would have a problem with going next to where someone is taking a massage and doing a Jackie Gleason styled yell.
Well, don't tip your hand.
They were okay with it.
We brought our tape recorder with us,
yes.
And you will hear the whole saga of the grooming that included a variety of wonderful treatments that we got, a manicure. The shave with the hot towels and all that good stuff, a haircut, and that's right, and also a Brazilian wax, which was
beautiful,
a lot of fun. So it was a great, great morning, and we'll be playing that for you. Now, before we get started here, I would like to summon to the studio Miss Beth Ann McBride.
I know you have business with
her. So early?
Well, I'm worried.
Well, rightly so.
I'm legitimately,
you should be,
very legitimately concerned. Now, you're saying this is kind of like you should be. No, I'm telling you, I'm worried.
You mean a plane has been crossed?
I'm going to tell you two things that happened.
Okay.
Last night, sitting there watching, I don't even know what I was watching. I was half asleep.
I bet it was a reality show.
9:15. I don't think it even was. I'm not sure. But I usually do watch reality programming.
Yes.
You want to make yourself comfortable, or do you want to adjust the microphone a little bit more?
Sorry.
Have a seat.
Can I get headphones?
You know what's funny?
Yeah, go ahead. Get headphones.
She adjusts the microphone before she sits.
Yes.
So then she can adjust it again.
When she sits down.
She's guessing. Do you need some help there, sweetie?
She's looking for headphones. Rob, help her get those. Oh, she's struggling to reach them.
Struggling.
Struggling.
She's got an amazing vertical
leap. Bethann, this is like a 3-hour process.
I know.
Get situated.
Sorry, I normally have
a little speed. God, she's walking in like, the queen mother.
That's another thing to worry about.
All right, I get a call last night. I get a call, and I'm on the phone with Beth Ann for 10 minutes, maybe. And during that 10 minutes, she is calling, and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
You are calling to tell me that there was some problem with the podcast and that you had to remove one of the podcasts, and you are really upset about this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you are really concerned, and you want to tell me first, I guess for fear that if I hear it from somebody else, I might get concerned and get upset, and you're going on, and you're
was I babbling?
I didn't know what the F you were talking about.
Well, didn't it kind of throw you off that I called anyway?
Yes.
Because I never call you.
Yes.
Had you had a drink?
No.
Me?
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
I know you seldom do, in the weekdays, especially following this week.
Well, I had that rare Tuesday night.
Right.
Of course I was dry. If I had a drink on Tuesday night, you say you want to go to rehab, but this call comes in and she's like, Mike.
You know,
and this is the tone. At 9:15.
I know.
Seriously, at 9:15, let's put it this way. Anytime after like 8:30, you don't want this tone. Hi, Mike. It's Beth Ann.
Oh, dear.
Every time she calls, the Titanic is sinking again.
It's, hi, Mike. It's Beth Ann. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what is it?
I know.
You know, what happened? You know, who did what? What fire am I going to have to put out?
Right.
You know, have we? And my first thought, really, these are the way I prioritize it.
Okay.
We've done something on the air that we are in trouble for.
That's the main thing.
That's number one. I'm saying, especially with the nature of yesterday's program.
Yes.
You know, we were walking the tightrope a little bit, had the delay dancing a little bit. Hi, Mike, it's Beth Ann. And I'm like, oh, my God, what's it going to be? And then immediately she goes, well, listen, I wanted to be, this is an old Irish thing, okay, that all Irish people do and families do. What you do is, you make something at the outset, before you've given any information out, sound 7 million times harder
it's like setting
or
the
more
table.
Difficult or horrible than it really is. It's really crap. You know it's really crap. You know it didn't matter, but you still wanted to diffuse
it. Mattered
so
to
you
me.
Say to me when you go, "Hi, it's Beth, and the sky is falling."
No,
let me tell you.
If I
and then it was
like
something
that,
about a podcast with our problem with the microphone yesterday, where it was bleeding over, and it got into one of the segments more than we could hear on the show. So you ended up having to. It was bleeding to death.
Bleeding to death.
So you had to pull the podcast off.
But I mean.
Why am I going to be upset about that?
Because you could hear what we were saying as you were doing
okay,
show.
Now then I have a further question about that conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And
was
I did
there
tell
anything
you,
said back there that would be cause for concern?
That we would, you know, lose our license for or something like that?
No. I'm talking, is there... I don't narrow it down.
I,
do
I,
not
okay.
now. Tricky trick.
I told
do
you
not,
last
I'm
night.
Telling you, is there anything that was said?
Because I believe I said, is he on speed? But I told you that last night.
Talking about me.
Right.
Talking about me. I'm always on speed when I do this show.
Everyone should know that.
I take that. I get criticized for it.
Methamphetamine?
I go at varying levels of speed. Sometimes I'm going a mile a minute. What were you referring to when you said, is he on speed?
I think at the time, the pace of the what I was listening to.
Oh, so now you're giving me more information than you gave me last night.
No, I did tell you.
Well,
because
today you were driving. Last night she was in control.
You were critiquing my pace? Is that what it was? Is that what you were doing?
Yes.
It sounds like he's on speed.
But no, I didn't say it. So, like, is he on speed? And then we'd laugh. You hear us laughing.
You're fired. You are fired. Please pack up your belongings.
I have 20 minutes.
Yeah, so that's where the guilt came in.
Well, I felt bad. I just said,
no,
you know,
you felt paranoid that if I had heard you say that he's on speed.
But everything that was said, you could hear Joe answering phones. You could hear us laughing at your stuff. You could hear us enjoying, all of us.
What part was the part that sounded like I was on speed?
And what part was so funny that you laughed?
When you were telling both of you, when you told your stories about your kids' teeth falling out, that was very funny and very sweet. I was, and you can tell.
You said that last night, too.
Yeah.
It rang on deaf ears.
She was really going there.
So now I get it. See, I was tired, and I didn't even know what you were babbling.
You took it
babbling.
So well.
You were babbling a mile a minute. No, because you buried the whole thing.
No, I didn't.
So you're back there. What, you're back there with your buddies, the interns. You want to saying that I sound like I'm on speed.
So Jim was rubbing your shoulders.
So we've got. And does he have to be called Jim now?
I'm sorry.
That's his
does
name.
He not
so.
Be,
that is his name.
Does he not want to be called Landfill anymore? Is that the whole?
Well,
thing?
I think Big O and Dukes took that moniker from him, and they have dubbed him Jim.
James or James.
Oh, yeah. But on this show, I can bring it back.
Mm-hmm. If you want to.
And call him Landfill if I wish to.
You can do whatever you want.
Or a new nickname.
Incidentally, am I moving too quickly for you?
God, Mike, are you on speed?
What's wrong with you?
Listen to me babbling on.
How much Red Bull have you had?
Hyperkinetically.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
It's insane. Am I going too fast right now, Beth Ann?
No, it seems
you and all the other
slow.
Programming
honestly,
types occasionally
Mike.
Will say that. So what were you referring to when you said it? I want to get by this. Now I'm really dwelling on it. Now you've really pissed me off. No wonder you called. I'd
you
be guilty,
just,
too.
But
you're
doing at a great pace.
You
thank
are.
You very much, Chris.
I think it's
I
a little.
That.
I think it's a little slow, Mike. I might want to pick it up.
What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about with the speed?
It just sounds...
Who are you saying it to, Joe?
No, I was just saying it out loud. I talk out loud to myself back there.
So you're slamming me in the producer's room.
I laugh. I go through every emotion.
So you're back there putting on a show for the interns.
Yeah, boy, doesn't he sound like he's on speed? Slow down, a-hole.
God, listen to that A-H.
Jim, come over here and rub my shoulders.
Hasn't your act always been observational comedy, Bethan?
Yes. That's really great. Let's go to Daniel in Randallstown, Maryland. Hi, Daniel. You're on the Mike O'Mara. Excuse me. You're on the Mike O'Mara show. I know I talk fast when I get excited. Go ahead, Daniel. What can we do for you?
Hi. I've been a fan of the Don and Mike show for a long time.
Thank you.
I just want to give my thanks for having such a great show.
Oh, thank you.
And I would like to get into radio. You guys have inspired me to want to get into radio.
Oh, that's scary. That's very scary. You don't sound like you're that young. How old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19? No.
Get a life.
No, seriously. Are you in any kind of secondary education right now?
Well, I'm in high school. I'm just about to graduate.
At 19, why were you held back a year?
Well, that was because of my weed smoking.
Weed smoking? But, have you cleaned that up a little bit?
Not for kids.
Obviously not. That answers that question.
Do you drink, Daniel?
Yes, I do.
What do you drink when you drink?
Well, I like, Bacardi.
You see, but you're 19, son. That's a felony.
You're a little young.
That's right.
Felony.
Hey, are you planning to go to college?
Maybe.
Maybe?
That's a DJ.
Do you have a...
Do you have the grades for college?
I don't know.
That's. Now, it sounds like I know where he's going.
When you go to college, are you going to be a student, or are you going to like work in the cafeteria there?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but, I think maybe radio might be setting the bar a little high. How are you in the field of grocery?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Go to Safeway or Giant. Rob worked there when he was a boy.
They've busted all the unions. They'll hire anybody.
Daniel, I think if you, you know, it sounds to me like you might have a brain for radio, but not necessarily on air. I would recommend radio management, okay? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks so much. See you later. Okay, but
he's gone. I
would have loved to chat with him longer, but I'm moving at a breakneck pace.
I was hoping he could maybe start his own business, power washing.
There he goes. Yes, Eidinger. Joe's power washing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, let's get Joe. How about a plug?
Hey, lucrative.
How about a plug for Joe's power washing?
Yeah, if you wanted to hire him, how would you do that?
You'd have to call this number, I think.
If
you would like your place power washed, I would recommend Joe's power wash.
What you do is you put on some chapstick and kiss your ass goodbye.
No, it's a wonderful job. He's done it for me.
Hey, look, we're all in here.
I've employed Joe as a power washer. Joe, if somebody is interested in power washing, where do they go?
Tell me you don't need the card to tell the number.
It's 571-438-0349, and that also go to joesragshack.com.
That's T-shirts.
For the Dallas Sucks T-shirt, because football season's coming. It's my hottest seller.
Okay, very good.
Thank
so
you.
If you want the Dallas Sucks T-shirt or you want Joe's power washing, what's the number you call?
571-438-0349.
Thank you. That's Joe's
business.
You
should commit that to memory.
And, Rob, those are referred to as Joe's what?
Joe's harebrained get-rich-quick schemes.
Harebrained get-rich-quick schemes. Now, this is part one of Beth Ann McBride, which we've covered. We've covered the fact that you show off for your interns by slamming me in the back room, and I find it. And that's why you called, because you knew I might get wind of it. And I think the best way not to have that happen again is perhaps to avoid talking about other people behind their backs. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I learned several lessons last night.
I'm glad you did. But
and
that's
I apologize.
And really, when I hung up the phone with you, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about how uptight you are, and the fact that you're wound a little tight to be calling me at 9:15 and stewing about that.
Sleep. I wanted you to know.
Should you be asleep at 9:15
when things aren't going on?
You know what's amazing is at 9:15 she not only was not yet asleep, she had already been trying to go to sleep.
So flash forward to 9 o'clock this morning.
Right, she goes to bed as soon as Entertainment Tonight is over.
Beth Ann and I have a conference call every morning. Not a conference call. We usually have a call where we go over the show at 9 o'clock in the morning.
12 hours later after the last call.
12 hours after that. I don't like the nighttime calls, but I rely on the morning calls. They kind of get my day started.
How fast
my whole
do you
day.
Talk during the morning calls?
I'm like I'm on speed.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I go a mile a minute.
I was about to say, slow down.
So,
Omera.
Gentlemen, seriously, this is my phone call. This is since she's been working here, since she came back to our wonderful, the bosom of our family with her new bosoms.
That's right.
This is seriously, this is the call I get this morning.
Okay.
I hear it ring, and she's a little late. She's about 2 to 3 minutes late. And she's
uncharacteristic.
Very uncharacteristic. I mean, usually 9 o'clock, maybe a minute or two before, but never after 9 o'clock. And the phone rings, and I answer. I'm like, hello. And I hear,
oh, no.
And I'm like, hello, you okay?
Oh,
no.
Jill Rappaport's dog died.
I said, Jill Rappaport, what, on the Today Show?
Yes, I'm sorry, I have a big heart. And I'm like,
I'm looking at the phone and I'm going, holy S.
Wow.
What? I mean, I'm really, really concerned. Uh-huh. I said, they had a news story. Yes, I'm fine now. I'm fine.
He's not exaggerating.
You hear her
all.
Collecting herself.
Did
but
you
really,
think
the first 5 seconds of this phone call
I'm
are,
weeping.
Are,
if you can collect yourself that quickly.
I did.
Yeah. Were you hoping that, what, Mike
mode.
Would join you in crying?
No, what happened was.
I began to, you know, question her what's going on. I said, are you all right? And then I said, you need medication.
That's exactly what
I
he said to me, which I was a little offended by, I'll be honest.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm on speed, so I'm always thinking about medication.
Like
passing
in a movie.
Your drugs.
Had it been a movie, Mike would have taken the receiver from his face and looked at it.
I did.
He did.
I swear to God, as God is my witness, I went, well, it was a real quick one where it's like one of those, whoa. And,
right.
And then you put it up against your ear, and I'm like, she's crying about a TV reporter's dog that passed away. And then she makes a comment like, now, if it had been Jill Rappaport herself who died, I wouldn't be this upset.
Wow.
That's what I said.
Because she's an animal lover with her dog, Horst, or whatever that dog is. Bunny, is that your Bunny's dog? Is Bunny in failing health or something?
I believe she's,
Bunny the Wonder Dog?
Bunny the flying Wonder Dog.
Maybe that's why she's sensitive to this.
Yeah, but I would still have. But literally what happened was I went to go, all of a sudden I've got the television in the other room, but I can hear the audio.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear
Natalie I went back
Morales.
And watched the Today Show, and I watched that piece.
Yeah, I went.
It was designed to make you cry.
Well, it did. And so I hear that in my left ear, and I'm going to get the phone to call Mike for our conference call.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear, this morning, the Today Show family sends out our prayers and condolences mm-hmm. to the family of Jill Rappaport. And I hear they've got that music that
sounds
they
awful.
Use, the sad music. Do we have any sad music?
Yeah, I think Mike has some.
What? Oh, yeah. All right, go ahead.
And then they say, her dog... What was his name? Booger? Something.
Yeah, let's say Booger.
Yeah, 13 years old, mm-hmm. died. And I got caught up in the story. I got caught up in the music. And
Katie's really
at that
upset.
Point, Mike answers the phone, uh-huh. and I literally begin
oh, that's so hard. I broke
to
a
wail. And I couldn't control my emotion. I was quite touched by it with the way they...
See, I understand that, but the way your emotion turned on a dime...
It had to,
yeah.
because during, I was working. There was
yeah,
no
but why did
for
you
emotion.
Turn?
That was so Joan Crawford, to
well,
turn that quickly.
And why did you turn before you called?
Because I didn't have time. He answered the phone.
Apparently you had time.
I did not have time.
Already. You know, we should get some tape.
And it was a dog that had, like, three legs. It was just so sad.
That's all right. Three points to find a plane.
It's in a better
true.
Place.
So
you are an animal lover.
A dog with three legs will never wobble. Did you know that?
Well, the dog had the big casino. I guess that's what it was. And then the dog finally bit the farm a little bit.
Was the dog a smoker?
I'm not quite sure whether the dog was a smoker or not. You're an animal lover. Do you have any cats?
No.
They played cards.
No. And after I hung up with you... I called 30 Rockefeller Center.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
you
I did
not.
No.
I did.
What
I
did you call 30
Shut
Rock?
The front door.
Excuse me. What did you call? Shut the front door. What did you call 30 Rock for? Please
ask...
don't. You are representing this show. If they think we've got like a psycho stalker.
I didn't say who I was.
What did you call the 30 Rock for?
I just wanted to, if I wanted to send a card to Jill Rappaport on the passing of her dog.
You don't know Jill Rappaport. Don't start again. Mm-hmm. Jesus, don't. She's really going to start again.
She's missing
out. Do not
out.
Start doing it. Do not. It's a dog, and okay. the dog lives. She's really crying.
It lived a
now
full
you're
life.
Creeping me out. You're creeping me
well,
out. You're weirding me out if you're going to start crying about this. I know you have a tender heart. I have to respect that. Oh, my God. This is terrifying.
Let's change the subject slightly.
Yes, please, Rob, because really, it really creeps me out when she starts
why?
Crying.
Do you have any...
Why? Let me tell you why. I got to go back to this, all right? I got to go back to this.
Do you have any... Oh, thank you.
No, I'm terribly sorry. I have to go back to this one. Here we go.
That's bank... There you go.
That's why.
You know, we brought out our...
Just sad.
We brought out our mobile news gathering unit today, the Marantz recorder. Do you have any audio of Bunny?
No, I do not. I tried the other day to gather when she howls when I leave, so you
yeah,
can hear
it. Yeah, we should
it.
Gather it.
Yeah.
You know what you have to do is leave the recorder running, like Jerry Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the recorder running and then leave,
mm-hmm.
and then come back and get it.
Okay.
Can
I mean,
you do
some
that?
People might say, you know, you want to, you should reserve that for you know, people that you know personally or animals you know personally. Mm-hmm. This is a TV person.
Then I won't tell you that when, if I see something in the paper that a canine police officer has passed, I always send a card to the human partner.
Well, that, you know, that's actually a very nice thing.
You mean like if the canine dog passes away?
He passes away or is killed in the line of duty, and there's a story in the paper, mm-hmm. no matter, and I read about it, I send a card.
Do you ever send cards to people that have lost human beings?
Not really, no.
And never anyone you know.
Why so sensitive to dogs?
I have no idea.
Because you're a dog owner, and that, I mean, your dog is really your sole companion?
Maybe.
Do you sleep with your dog?
She sleeps with me.
She sleeps with
oh,
you.
It's a
that's
power
better.
Thing.
She sleeps. I don't understand why you
because
have to make
it's
that.
It's my bed.
Beth Ann can't fit in the basket.
Right.
So your dog Bunny is how old?
She'll be 13.
Same as Jill. Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Going
don't
on
don't
91.
Start. Don't
I'm
get
not,
going.
I'm yeah. back.
The same age.
What is?
I felt better
it's
once.
The same age.
What does Bunny look like? What breed is Bunny? What size is Bunny? We've probably established
she's,
this before.
She's 70 pounds.
Why don't you bring
like a shepherd?
I would like to invite Bunny to the BYOB show.
Not a good
oh,
idea.
Fantastic.
Why not? No, bring Bunny in
she'll
tomorrow.
She'll bark the entire time.
That's great.
Then take her back in the producer's room.
She'll bark back there.
Nobody's here on Friday except us when we're having that party. Bring Bunny in tomorrow.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Why don't you think it's a good idea?
Because I just don't think it is.
That's not good enough. I insist.
Okay.
I insist on having Bunny here.
And then I have to go to the we have our party.
You have to take Bunny home anyway. Okay. What do you do after every BYOB show when we're going somewhere else? I'll be there a little late. I have to walk the dog every single time.
Yes.
So you'll have Bunny. Wouldn't it be cool? I think really for your mental
health.
She
might get stressed.
What if she doesn't have a dog?
You're the one that's stressed.
Maybe she doesn't have a dog.
She's lying about it?
Yes, and that's her excuse. That's her excuse to make an entrance to our appearance. I'll be a little late because I have to go home and care for my dog.
Why can't
I? I mean my cat. I mean my hamster.
When you say Bunny, Bunny is a barker?
Yes.
Like a bad barker?
And she's a bad barker.
And yet, in the times that I've called you at home, I've never heard a bark.
Shut up, Rob.
Because it's an imaginary dog.
None of us has any of us seen the
dog. I know we have to break.
I'm sweating.
Please bring Bunny in tomorrow. You know what this is going to be? This is going to be another 9 o'clock call tonight. I really don't think it's a good idea. She's very stressed outside of a regular environment. Very concerned. Jill Rappaport! Oh, my God!
The interns can walk her.
Nobody's walking her but me.
Why not?
Because she's imaginary. Only she can see her.
Because if she gets off, she's very strong.
What would be the big... what kind of dog are we talking about?
She's 70 pounds.
Really?
Yes.
Big dog.
Yeah, she's too big.
Does she stink?
She may.
Is she a smelly dog? You know whether your dog stinks or not.
Well, you know, you get used to it.
It's one thing I don't like is stinky, smelly dogs. Give her a bath tonight and bring her in tomorrow.
She's too big for me to give her a bath.
Send her to the grooming lounge.
The grooming lounge over in Tyson's Corner. I would love to have your dog, Bunny.
I would love to have a dog. A dog is great.
I love it.
All right, we'll do that tomorrow. That should be a lot of fun.
BYOD.
We're going to take a short break. You just get some rest, okay? Please?
Okay.
Get some rest and take care of yourself.
That's not what she needs.
Deep breaths. The crying jags. The crying jags are a concern. You know, look at any psychoanalyst book. Crying jags, big danger.
Here's what she needs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
The crying would stop.
That will turn the crying into laughing.
Or tears of joy.
That's tears of joy. When we come back, our first buzz of the afternoon and more fun and more thrills. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.